We're going to sort of do a piece that's connected to the first piece that we're playing, connected to the Voices of Spring. The great French composer Maurice Ravel wrote this piece called La Valse, and it actually started, Jacqueline, about 1905 when he was writing a piece called Wien, Vienna, and it was going to be dedicated to Johann Strauss Jr. He loved the waltzes of Johann Strauss Jr. But for whatever reason, that piece got tabled for a while, and it wasn't until around 1918 that Ravel came back to it. And unfortunately, those 15 years that were between this, the city of Vienna was not the jovial, spirited city in the early 1900s as it was, it had been, and it was sort of faced a lot of famine and poverty in around 1918. And this was what sort of influenced Ravel to sort of change his ideas on this piece. But he was always an interesting composer from the fact that he didn't write a lot of music, but what he wrote was really well thought out and logical. And boy, he just loved living during this time. He was a meticulous dresser. He loved dancing. He loved great food, great wine. And, you know, he just was somebody that was well respected in the intellectual circles of Paris for many years. In his own words, he describes this piece as starting through a distant mist. Starts in the lower strings, the string basses. It's hardly audible and very faint, but yet very focused. And these waltzing couples are hardly distinguishable through these clouds. And then as the music opens up and the clouds gradually dissipate, and eventually one sees this immense hall full of these beautiful ballroom gowns and tuxedos and people dancing their hearts out. And then finally, about 3 minutes into the piece, the scene becomes fully illuminated and ends in this really dizzying frenzy. The music follows this storyline to the letter. As I said, the opening is this lower strings and bassoons. Once the melody comes in the first violins, there's a series of waltzes that follow it, much like the form that Johann Strauss Jr. used. Each of these waltzes has their own personality and their own characteristics, and some are tender, some are restless, some are elegant, some are flamboyant, and this is all orchestrated. His great claim to fame was this stunning orchestration. He was a natural at it, and this is all orchestrated for a large modern 20th century orchestra, in my feeling, is one of the great composers of all time.